views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. And now, everyone, I'd like to start the show today with a beautiful review that I received from my autobiography, which is entitled, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and there is the title of it. The review reads, when I began reading this book, so much resonated with me. I began to feel very sad, missing my true home so very much. I kept reading through my tears and slowly felt lifted and felt my resilience coming back and feeling my purpose and realizing that I do want to complete my human contract as best as I can. I feel renewed and followed your example, Claire Candy, of writing my own letter to God and reading it out daily. In this way, it helped me become clearer about what to focus on so that I may be of service to others. I'd never heard of walk-ins before. This has been a true education for me. I feel like I have yet another perspective on my own soul, my spirit, and purpose. This book, I feel, is invaluable to all seekers. So thank you for this important work. Beautiful. Remember that you can purchase your own copy of my books on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com or Amazon. And this book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is also available for purchase and download on audible.com. So let's dive into our show today, which is entitled, On the Other Side of Courage is Miracles. You know, everyone, it's interesting how our lives evolve. And most times, it totally astounds me as to what I think is going to happen in contrast to what actually divinely happens. At the end of 2011, I was thinking about different ways to promote my business, Angel Healing House, to make it known to more people. As I was considering in all out advertising campaign and joining more networking groups, I tuned in for help from my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and they told me once again that I would be doing, in quotes, radio, but not radio. Now, this message that I would be doing radio, but not radio, had been given to me for several years, starting as early as 2008. Yet, since that year of 2008, I still had no clue what the Posse of Angels meant by that. I told them that when the timing was right, to please give me more signs on how to proceed with that rather cryptic message of radio, but not radio. Now, January 2012, I awoke the next day after New Year's Day, and I felt this great urgency to connect with more people. And a seeming random email from LinkedIn asked me if I'd updated my connections yet. Well, I got shivers of confirmation, and still in my pajamas, 6 hours later, I was sending out invitations and messages of introduction for people to connect with me. In the days following, I received a very clear message from the Posse of Angels to get a paid psychic reading. I laughed at them out loud and reminded them that I was psychic, I was clairvoyant, and many of my friends were, and that I would simply not pay for a paid psychic reading. My response didn't deter them from repeatedly giving me this same message louder and louder over the next couple of days. Well, finally, I reluctantly said that I would follow their advice. Having connected with many people on LinkedIn, I decided to look at their profiles to see if any of the clairvoyance resonated with me. Staring at page after page, I clicked on my connection with a gentleman by the name of Psychic Jethro. As soon as I saw his face, I received a shower of shivers all up and down my arms and legs. I immediately called his contact number, and he immediately answered. Although the words were hard for me to say, I asked him how much did he charge for a reading. His reply was, and I'm not making any of this up, his reply was, "Whoa, look at all the angels around you. I've never seen anyone with that many angels. Hold on. My guides are telling me that you are one of them. You want a reading? I can't charge you for a reading. Hold on. I'm hearing the words radio, but not radio. Do you do radio? I have a radio program on Blog Talk Radio and take calls for free angel readings. Would you like to co-host my program this coming Tuesday and take calls for angel readings?" Astounded, I managed to say, "Oh, why, yes, of course." 3 days later, everyone, I was co-hosting on Jethro's show and I was taking calls. As soon as I was on the air, there was not one shred of nervousness, and I felt an overwhelming feeling of comfort and familiarity. I loved it so much that the very next day, I established Angel Healing House Radio, and by the end of the month, I was hosting my own show. I guess from an angel's point of view, internet radio is, in the Posse of Angels words, it's radio, but not radio. Now, the Posse of Angels told me from the start that I was not to have any guests, but that each weekly one-hour show would be 30 minutes of channeled information, and the rest of the time would be spent taking calls. As of this writing, I have been hosting my show for almost 7 years, and the Posse of Angels and I have now channeled nearly 500 shows. Having created the show, it's taken Angel Healing House out to a global audience, as I've received callers and emails from places around the world, like Jordan, Ireland, England, Scotland, France, Brazil, Italy, Spain, Peru, Australia, India, and many other countries, who have been able to connect and find me through my radio, but not radio, Angel Healing House radio program. You know, everyone, how I started Angel Healing House Radio is a perfect example of today's show, the courage to co-create miracles. Because if left to my own limited way that I had been programmed and programmed myself on how to promote my business, I may have joined more networking groups or paid someone to put together an advertising campaign. But the posse of angels is saying that although I was ready unconsciously to step up to a wider audience and be recognized on a global level, it would never have dawned on me to consciously create something that took me beyond my one-on-one healing practice. You know, if left to my own devices, I would have kept myself small, comfortable, safe, doing the same thing that I always did. And now, looking back at the international audience that I've created since January 2012, I could never have imagined going out so far in the world. The reach was so wide from 2012 to 2017, that it created an international platform to showcase my two novels, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And in 2017, they both became number one Amazon international bestsellers in the USA, UK, Canada, Australia, and Germany. To have my two novels reach number one international best-selling status was truly a dream come true. When the posse of angels nudged me to create Angel Healing House radio program, radio but not radio, almost 7 years ago, I truly had no idea that they were helping me create the international platform to build it to launch my future novels. So thank you, Posse of Angels, for not only being so clever, but you always know what is of greatest benefit and best for me and for the greatest good of everyone else concerned. Now, here they come in. The Posse of Angels is jumping in here, and they are emphatically ensuring us that we were never, ever, ever supposed to figure life out on our own. If this were the case, life would just be too hard to traverse, and it would cause us deep frustration and unending irritation. They have witnessed countless humans who take it upon themselves to constantly push and control and force things to happen only in a certain attached to and expected way. And what they deride from doing this are things like stress and tension, exhaustion, worry, and many times emotional and physical illness. So the angels wish to make it really clear what our role is in the creating and manifesting the fulfillment of our wishes. Our role, which is really the engine that is driving all manifestation and creation, is our intentions, our dreams, our desires that we hold in our hearts. Being very, very clear about what we intend for our lives is like making out a wish list. Once we make out this wish list, we can then basically forget it. Now, by the way, this is what I did 5 years ago when I stated out loud, very loud to the universe over and over. I am a best-selling number one international author 5 years before those books went number one. I didn't then look for a publisher. I didn't then look for a literary agent, but I surrendered how the heck this was going to happen, and I allowed God to take over the details. We can forget our wish list once we make it, because every time we've wished and begged and prayed and asked for anything to manifest in our lives, something magical happened. Immediately, upon the mere utterance of stating our intentions, voila, it appears in the etheric realm in heaven across the veil. No questions asked, no forcing, no pushing, as it just appears. And the posse of angels wish for us to know that there are some very simple reasons for this. Firstly, unlike the physical plane, there is no time in heaven. When we are across the veil, as I've spoken about in my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, we stop living in the energies of limitation. We drop the restrictive illusion of duality. We are then fully able to reconnect to our powerful, unobstructed, divine, eternal nature. It's from this high vibrational vantage point that we radiate the same matching, abundant, high vibrational frequency as the universe, an abracadabra instant manifestation. Manifestation happens easily for us across the veil because we live in a gracious universe that desires what we desire. That is why our wishes are immediately granted, as I said, across the veil. But in order for our wishes and intentions to appear on the physical plane, our energetic frequency must be clear. It must be bright and at the highest level in order for it to be in energetic alignment with those frequencies of the universe. And the posse of angels are emphasizing that nothing will close the doors of manifestation faster than A, trying to force the how and the when of the universe to fulfill our dreams and intentions, and B, holding any doubt, disbelief, and fear that we are allowed, worthy, or deserving of having those manifestations appear. And even though people have wonderful intentions, they stop themselves from experiencing the full quotient of their lives because they choose to not live courageously. An example, when a client ordered my books, she shared with me that her guides had been badgering her for 10 years to write a book. And while she'd written a small amount of her story, she said that she needed a ghostwriter to write the story because she wasn't a writer. She also said that she was adamant that she wanted to be released only by a major publishing house because she didn't want the headache of self-publishing. I told her that the posse of angels were saying that the reason that she was adamant about her book only being published by a publishing company was in order to sabotage it from ever being seen, as she lacked the courage and was so fearful about putting her story into a book and making it public, putting it out into the public. And but she believed with all her heart that it would never, ever be picked up by a publishing company. They also reminded her that she was driving herself crazy and wasting valuable energy by wondering how to market the book, how to promote it, how to advertise the book, even before the book was ever written. I've been asked by countless people over the past 15 years how to move forward in their lives, and the answer that the posse of angels shared was to courageously follow their creative joy, their passion, and to have fun. For instance, another client asked about her recent joining of a networking group, and then how it had not yielded the expected and attached to getting 5 new clients per week that she set as a goal for her to achieve. Now, the reason this had not worked out for her is that she's attached to and she holds the expectations for the networking group to do this for her. And she didn't sound as if she joined the group for fun and with an excited enthusiasm to meet new people and to just play. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that if it so much picks up one iota of energy that is attached to pushing, forcing, controlling an expected outcome based on what our logical minds think might happen, instead of us having fun and passionately creating for creation's sake, it will read this as hard work or a chore that we should be doing, and it will shut us down and put up blocks for us at an alarming rate. Remember that the Piscean Age, which ended in 2012, was all about doing and pushing, forcing life through our logic, reason, and rational thinking. And now that we've entered the fifth dimension, we operate differently as our manifestations are answered through our heartfelt joy, imagination, and inspiration. We are creating our manifestations. The Posse of Angels are assuring us that no matter how much something may have worked for us in the past, if it is not generated in these ways, then our lives will cease to flow now with ease and grace. And so much of our lives' ease and flow will be dictated by how much we have the courage to be the powerful creators on planet Earth. And the way that all co-creative manifestation happens now is by each one of us believing in ourselves, taking inspired action, and by creating. For it's in the passionate and joyous energies of creating that will bring us the opportunities and connections to support and promote our creations. Whether it's a book within you that is aching to come forth, or whether it's an inspirational feeling to work in TV, how about creating your own business? No matter what anybody says, because it's a yearning in your heart, inventing a new app, writing that screenplay, making a film. Each one of us has been endowed with unique gifts, unique to us, and has this yearning and calling within us to be brought forth. Actually, we can easily see when people are fulfilling their gifts and talents as they exude an enthusiasm, a light, an excited pleasure for life that goes beyond money, fame, or success. By abundantly honoring and bringing forth that creative seed that you co-created with God to plant in your soul, it's not there by happen chance. You co-created with God. So it can be planted in your soul. The universe then returns more abundance once you honor it to be able to keep fostering that gift. In this way, many people like myself have found a way to get financially remunerated, paid for doing something that they absolutely love. And for all of those who say that they're not good enough to be successful, and they're afraid of failing, well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the real failure comes when we hold ourselves back and we never attempt to fly with the wings that God gave us. God never asks us anything that we can't do. And if he, she, it, all that is, has seeded an urge, an inspiration in our soul, it means that we're being called to create and bring forth, and that on the other side of the courage to create always lies miracles. You know, everyone, when it does come to co-creation, who better when I went to my animal spirit cards to choose an animal to give us an additional message for today? Who better to come out and give us motivation but the lordly lion?
Roar!
Well, that doesn't sound much like a lion, maybe a baby lion. The lion's commanding presence is all about self-mastery, his ability to be observant and stealth in translating his inner desires into precise actions. Well, it gives him an air of supreme assuredness and a courage to be who he is. This courage to be ourselves is a very strong message, as this self-mastery that the lion possesses is available to each and every one of us. His outward appearance of peace and strength does not mean that his heart is not pumping as he's chasing down a long-eared and long-horned water buffalo or an elephant who could both easily kill him while defending their lives. And his courage doesn't mean that he doesn't get afraid, but his courage means that he does not let fear stop him. You know, everyone, it does take a great deal of courage to be ourselves and to authentically present that to the world and to go after and realize our dreams simply because they are ours. So thank you, Mr. Lion, for coming in and giving us that message. Roar, off he goes. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House radio program. Don't forget that Angel Healing House radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And when we come back from this short break, we'll be taking some of those callers for free angel readings. If you do want to call in, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we will speak with you right after this short break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. You are a regular listener. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for all the people who have referred and recommended this program. And I get so many emails and responses to the program, and how much it's helped give people direction, clarity, bolstered their self-love, their courage in themselves, just like today's channel of On the Other Side of Courage is Miracles. Never be afraid to follow those signs that God and the angels send you, even though they're not logical, rational, or you can't justify them, because in order to help make synchronicities, miracles, and magic happen, sometimes the messages will be convoluted. Sometimes they will be so ludicrous that we can't think that they could possibly happen, but that God and angels work outside of the realm of logic and rational thinking. So let's go to our callers and see who we have. First caller, we have Corinna in California. Corinna, you're on the line. Hello, Corinna? Corinna, are you there? Hello, hello, hello? Corinna has stepped away from the phone call for a minute. One more time. Corinna, are you there? Doesn't seem like Corinna will pick up. Let's put her on hold and go to our next caller. Our next caller is Charlene in California. Charlene, are you there? You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm really well. What is going on in your world?
Well, I'm just cultivating peace and trying to go with the flow here, see where the angels lead me. I was wondering what the posse of angels has for me in messages today.
Okay. In any area of your life in particular, Charlene?
In direction. Direction for my health and my career.
Okay. All right. Health-wise, let's go with health-wise and see what they have to say about that. They want you to not look, well, it's hard not to look at the physical symptoms of the body, because the physical symptoms are there to get our attention, through pain, through discomfort. But they want you to take particular notice of where it is in the body, and they want you to take particular notice of the emotional reason underlying that pain. So where in the body is that health concern?
It's in my upper shoulders and upper back.
Okay. All right. It's funny that, you know, I think you did say going with the flow. Because our shoulders and our upper back is shouldering burdens. It's feeling the heavy weight of an expectation or what you should do or what you have to do. And they want you to, I'm just getting shivers all over. They want you to look in your life, seeing where you have taken on this belief that you have to shoulder these burdens. Maybe you're taking on, burdens of other people. Maybe you're doing too much. Maybe you're out of the guise of helping or saving or enabling other people, that you've taken on too much, and it's causing that weight, that heavy weight. You to lighten your load. They want you. I know this is resonating with you, because immediately when I said that, I felt something in you go click, or something said, yeah. Aha. It was that aha moment. So you are going to feel tingled. You are going to feel so much better after this phone call, because you get it. It doesn't take, you know, many times to be whacked over the head. Now, you know, those of us who are living in this higher dimensional frequency, when we get the message, it's like, okay, I will then look at my life and see where I can unload that burden. Now, this is a really good message for your career as well, because so much of our career has to do with shoulds, have tos, ought tos. If you're not absolutely adoring and loving what you are doing, the universe now reads in this higher dimensional frequency, it now reads that as lack. It now reads that as scarcity. It now reads it as each one of us, the little person inside of us, feeling like we can't have what we desire and we can't do what we love doing. And it is we that limits us, thinking that how am I ever going to make a living doing this, or you know, how am I going to make any money, or whatever, or we put attachments on things. So they also want you to look at where you are, perhaps self-sabotaging yourself in adhering to those career things. What would I love to do? And angels, please show me signs how I can take this seed, this extraordinary seed that God planted in my soul to do what I love doing, and translate that into a career, a work, an opportunity, a business, something where I get to work with amazing people. In fact, do this exercise every single night. Quiet yourself down, Charlene. And those of you who've heard it before in my radio program, stay with me because it is so important. Close your eyes and say thank you for my extraordinary new opportunity. I get to work with wonderful people. I get to do what I love doing. I get to work in a beautiful environment, and I get to be financially remunerated for what I love doing, and I get to be passionate, all of these things. And when you're saying that, feel it in your heart. Say it, scream it out to the heavens. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this new opportunity. And the more you do this, the more the universe speaks your language and will bring you opportunities. Let's go to the cards and see what's going to come out for our lovely Charlene. Okay, first card that comes out for you is the Four of Cups. Now, this card is often the apathy card. This card is often looking at not being grateful or appreciative for what you have, but discounting what God has in store for you. Okay? So the message here is to put your emphasis on thanking God and the angels for answering your prayers. Because, as I said in the channel today, every time we say, plead, beg, cry, ask, it appears for us in the etheric realm. So keep saying thank you, be blessed, and blessing what we have, and then focusing on saying thank you for those things that are already ours. The next card is the Empress card. And the Empress card is taking what is on the etheric realm and grounding that into physical reality. That's what it's doing. And the next card for you is the Justice card. Justice will be then served as you will see the manifestation of that truth inside of you, and it's going to be reflected in the reality in truth. So I hope that reading has been helpful for you today.
Just keep the gratitude going.
Absolutely.
And I feel that in my heart. Every day I wake up, I say thank you.
Absolutely. So wishing you absolute joy and happiness, health, and abundance. Take care.
Thank you, Claire. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you, Charlene. Let's go back to our first caller that we tried to connect with, Corinna. Corinna, are you there? Hello? Corinna?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you?
Oh, okay, good. I'm doing well, thank you. I'm glad. So I wanted to tell you I wanted to tell you that I had talked to you like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. My cat went missing.
Oh, yes, the cat.
You guided me in the right direction. Yes, you guided me in the right direction. I didn't find him, though. And the way I know that it was the right direction is because some lady told me she saw him. And but I was around there, but I just didn't happen to see him. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I'm wondering, is there anything you pick up for him, for if there's a chance for us to even be able to find him anymore?
Will you find again? At this stage, it seems like you will connect with this cat again. I'm hearing, don't give up. There's still a chance that this cat will come back to you, or that you'll find it.
Physical form? Yeah, that I will find it?
That's cute.
I read your book, too. So I'm like, okay.
I love it.
My husband doesn't want me looking for him anymore because he doesn't want the kids to be sad. Like, I'm well, like... Oh, I don't want to give up, and I'm
no. Well, don't give up in your heart. Isn't that beautiful? No, they're still saying in physical form. You don't have to have an all out assault. You don't have to have an all out assault now. You know, plastering the neighborhood.
Yes, she just needs
to plastering the neighborhood with posters and knocking on doors and things like that. But hold the intention in your heart for the cat to come back to you, because that indirect energy is so powerful. We don't realize how powerful that is. But they're saying, yes, this, as it seems right in this moment, there is still a chance that this cat will come back. That's what it does.
Do I need to do anything?
No, but
do
what
I
you
do anything?
No, there's mm-hmm. There's not a need to do anything. But what you could do is you could send the cat love and healing and comfort, and you know, say the door is open for you to always come back. Maybe the cat found another family. Maybe the and they're feeding him, I don't know, caviar. I don't know.
I mean that would be lovely. That would be really lovely if he is with another family, taking care of him and everything. I know. That would be great. I just don't want him, like, to die somewhere. Especially, it's so hot. It's like, I'm really concerned about him.
No.
But when don't look for him and just wait for me to get a call or something, right? Pretty much.
Either. No, they're not saying, they don't feel like you'll get a call at this stage, but they're saying that it does seem like the cat will come back to you. So anyway, so let's go to the, I don't know, miracles happen. Let's go to our next, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Oh, the card that came out is the Fool, which is a new beginning, which is innocence. Okay. They want you to let go of the how and the when of this cat coming back. They just want you to let it go with childlike innocence and open up to the magic of life happening, okay? That's the most important message. And the Eight of Pentacles says, well, keep doing what you're doing, but allow for that magic to happen. That's a really important message here. And with like almost childlike innocence, where you send the cat love wherever it is and just keep yourself open to miracles happening. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it sure has. Thank you so much. You did give me a little sense of relief and just to let it go.
Yes, thank let you. It go.
Appreciate
okay.
it. And I loved your book. I did read your book, Angels of Faith.
Oh.
That book really touched so close. Even names in there were very close to me.
I'm so glad.
It was such a blessing, and it was also something that it touched so close that it was a little hard for me.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It was a great book.
It's hard for many people because it does open their hearts and it does help them remember across the veil. And thank you for those lovely words. I would love to get, I don't know if you've reviewed the book yet on Amazon, but I would love for you to post
it. I'm on that today.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. You take care of yourself. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Pam up next. Pam, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy. Huh?
Hi, Claire. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's going on with you?
Well, I was wondering if you could get any messages for me. I moved home after being in South Carolina for about 5 years, and I moved back to my home state, Pennsylvania.
Right.
My fiance passed away, and a few of my brothers, and I felt like I needed to come home. Mm-hmm. But now I don't know if it's the right place for me, and I don't know if you see me meeting anybody new or if I should go back to South Carolina.
I get the feeling, Pam, that you're through with Pennsylvania. I get the feeling.
Okay.
And move back to South Carolina. Yeah, I do get the feeling that it's time to ask the angels to send you signs on moving. Is it any other place but South Carolina? No. Okay. Yeah, they said you needed to, and they're saying this, not me. You needed to exhume the crypt. You needed to go back and address the ghosts of the past in Pennsylvania, but you have brought all of that into alignment now so that you can move back to South Carolina. It was very necessary for your spiritual development and your spiritual growth, but you have done a wonderful job now. And they said, they're saying it's time for a new beginning for you. And when you asked about whether you will meet anybody in Pennsylvania, no. It's you will meet the people that you're supposed to meet are in South Carolina. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they also want you to know that, do you have a house that you're moving back to? Because they say that they're preparing the house for you in South Carolina.
Well, I didn't buy anything here in Pennsylvania. I'm renting. I sold my condo in South Carolina, but that's
okay.
My dilemma. Should I just go back and buy something? Maybe I'll find something there then.
Okay. Don't think of it that way. They want you to know. See, the angels know what we want, what we desire before we know we desire it. And they knew that this was going to happen, so they've been preparing your new place for you. It's already there for you.
Oh, good.
You just follow the signs that they give you and keep saying, show me my new place, and keep thanking them for this wonderful new place. You didn't even have to tell them that you wanted a double sink or that you wanted a... you know, a shower and a tub and an ensuite or a walk-in closet. They know our hearts better than we know our hearts. So you can go back to South Carolina knowing that your perfect place is already arranged for you. You just have to follow the breadcrumbs and the signs back there. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Oh, I'm so excited for you for this new move. Now you can allow yourself to get excited. Allow yourself excited about this wonderful new move and this beautiful, beautiful new place that they're preparing for you. Okay, the first card is the Eight of Swords. This is always the trust card. Trust that you will be led. Be like a little child and allow God and the angels to show you your new place. And don't worry about money. Don't worry about anything else. It will be your perfect place. This is, and the next card is the Two of Cups. This is the partnering card. The people, is it a romantic romance? Are you romantically partnered with somebody at the moment?
No, I would like to be.
Okay, they're telling me that this romantic partnership is in South Carolina.
Oh, and the good.
More
okay.
and the more that you're open to it in going back here, that's another reason why you're going back there. And then the next card for you is the Ace of Wands, and this is the new beginning card. So it all bodes well. It all points to you now blessing, thanking, and releasing Pennsylvania, and you will begin that then going on to your new adventure and your new journey in South Carolina. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Pam.
Oh, yes, it has. Thank you so much, Claire.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
And keep us informed.
I'm going to get your book, too. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, God bless you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Let's see if we can fit one more caller in, perhaps. Let's go to Jackie in New Jersey. Jackie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you? Jackie, are you there?
It appears we lost Jackie. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, we can never really truly lose Jackie, right. But let's go to Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line. Is Beth there? Hello, 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 calling out into the ethers. Well, sending lots of love to Beth and lots of love for Jackie, too. We have about few minutes left before break, so I'm going to pull some cards for this week coming up. We do have a full moon coming up next week, a lot of people who are very sensitive, a lot of people who are very empaths, they're very empathetic with their feelings. They're already starting to pick up the feelings of this pregnant full moon. You know, there are lots of stories about people going crazy because of the energies of the full moon, and it makes us feel a little bit tippy, makes us feel a little bit off balance. Just be really careful with yourself. One of the things that really, really, really helps during a full moon is if we take like salt baths, you know, Epsom salt baths, and if we walk by the water, it could be a lake, it could be a pond, it could be the ocean, it could be a stream or a brook, because the full moon is very cleansing. You could even start your rituals early about what things you want to release. In order to bring in the new the following 2 weeks when the new moon appears. So you might even be picking up some of those energies about the full moon. It's an exciting time for many because, after the eclipse season, and I've spoken about this, and the Lionsgate energy, it can now seem like... we're able to breathe a little bit easier, we feel a little bit more of a sense of freedom. So let's just get three cards this one just wanted to jump out. This one is the Seven of Cups. The Seven of Cups cards is the card of choices. Many of us will be manifesting to ourselves different opportunities, connections, people to support and promote us in ways possibly that we never thought imaginable. And these are the fulfillment about the wishes in our hearts. So keep on the lookout for those unexpected signs. Last week we spoke about expecting the unexpected, and it will bring in a time of celebration. A time of more security, a feeling of more security in our hearts. And the next card that's coming out for us is the Queen of Wands card. And the Queen of Wands card is that strong, empowered, courageous person inside of each of us. Like today, we spoke about on the other side of courage is always miracles. So I hope that's been helpful for everyone. And remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. And please do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. Remember that if you want to purchase my first book, Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences, or One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, about my five past lives, what I learned and how I grew spiritually, and what I did in the afterlife in between those lives, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. They are all available on Amazon.com, on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And this one can be purchased and downloaded as an audiobook as well. So everyone, love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.